أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are countless blessings of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a hadith about the blessing of excellence of recitation of Salat. It is mentioned in a hadith. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I recite Salat upon you in abundance. Please tell me, how much of a day should I fix to recite Salat? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, You may fix as much part of the day as you wish. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala said, Shall I fix 1/4 of the day and night to recite Salat? And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, You may fix as much time as you wish, but if you fix more than 1/4, it will be better for you. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Shall I fix half of the day and night to recite Salat? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, You may fix as much time as you wish, but if you fix even more than this, it will be better for you. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Shall I fix 2/3 of the day and night? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, You may fix as much time as you wish, but if you fix more time than this, it will be better for you. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I will spend the entire day and night in reciting only Salat. When Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, If you do this, Salat will become sufficient to dispel your worries and griefs and will become expiation for your sins. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Subhanallah, what a great blessing of Durood-e-Pak. Let's recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And make it an intention that inshallah azawajal will recite Durood and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam abundantly throughout the day. And night, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, once again, we are here presenting the program, Al-Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In this program, we hear about the different aspects of the blessed life of Ghawth-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In the previous episode, we heard about some beautiful accounts of worship and spiritual exercises of Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In today's program, we're going to hear about the speech of Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and its impact. And we will also hear about some of the blessings of the influential speech of Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, speech. The speech is a tremendous source of preaching through which we can reform someone and convey our message to others. What a great style of speech awliya of Allah Almighty have. Each and every word they say is precious. Awliya of Allah Almighty are great scholars as well. Only scholars can play the best role in establishing a beautiful society through their speeches. In the beginning, Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not used to give a speech, but then there was a specific reason after which he started to give speeches. Hence, it is narrated that Sayyidina Bazaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states that he heard Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saying, I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said to me, Son, why don't you give a speech? I said, Oh my grandfather, I'm a non-Arab. How shall I give a speech before the Arabs in Baghdad? So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam put his blessed saliva into my mouth 7 times and said to me, deliver a speech before people and call them towards your Lord with sound planning and advice. Then I offered Zuhr Salah and sat down. Many people came to me and shouted at me. After that, I saw Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing before me in the gathering and saying, Oh son, why don't you give a speech? I said, O my father, people shout at me. Then he said, O my son, open your mouth. I opened my mouth. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his blessed saliva into my mouth 6 times. I asked, why did you not put your saliva 7 times? So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, because of the respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then he disappeared from my sight. After this incident, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became inclined to give a speech. SubhanAllah, my dearest of Madani channel, how beloved Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself appeared and ordered him to give a speech. In addition to this, what a great bestowal it is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself granted Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi his blessed saliva. Similarly, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also ordered to give him a speech. Then Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh started to give his speech. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh made his first speech in a splendid congregation which was awed and enlivened by his speech, and angels had covered it. Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stated the message of the book and sunnah and called the people towards Allah Almighty. So all of them began to hurry to obey Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this incident also contains a beautiful lesson for all of us. That when Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala wanted to give a speech, people began to shout at him. I mean, he encountered an ordeal, but later, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala delivered his speech in a splendid congregation. This tells us that if we are also reproached upon starting a good deed, and if we encounter any sort of obstruction, we should not surrender and become hopeless. Rather, we should keep trying. Allah Almighty will grant us success. I mean to say that we should avoid hopelessness and continue our mission. Allah Almighty will certainly bless us with success, inshallah azza wa jalla. Allah Almighty blessed the speech of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala with a lot of influence as well. As it is narrated, Sayyidina Ibrahim ibn Sa'ad rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when a Shaykh, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala would appear on an elevated place in a dress of scholars and make a speech, people would listen to the speech of Ghawsi Azam attentively and act upon it. In today's age, my dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want to deliver a speech in a crowd, we can convey our voice to the crowd only through advanced facilities and loudspeakers. But Allah Almighty granted Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala such a marvelous voice and such a miracle that however big the crowd was and however far people would be sitting, when Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would deliver a speech without any technology, the blessed voice of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would reach everyone equally. Just like a close person would hear the voice of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, distant people would also hear the same voice. I mean, similar voice would be heard nearby and by the distant people. Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would deliver a speech according to the hearts of the attendees of the congregation and would pay attention to them with divine inspiration. And Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would stand on a pulpit. Because of his awe, the people would also stand up and he would say to them, keep silent. And all of them would become silent in such a manner that because of his awe, nothing would be heard except their breaths. My dear viewers of Madani channel, while making this speech, the important thing is to reform people and lead them to the correct path. If anyone is away from the religion, we have to bring him close. If anyone displays laziness in acting upon the commandment of the Lord Azza wa Jal, we have to warn him that he should give up sins and follow the righteous path. We can say that if anyone gives a speech, the impact of his speech is an important thing. If we talk about the impact of speech of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, on one hand, where the robbers would perform repentance by the blessing of speech of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and follow the righteous path. On the other hand, non-Muslims would also enter the fold of Islam. As it is narrated that Sayyidina Shaykh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, more than 500 non-Muslims embraced Islam on my hand, and more than 100,000 robbers, thieves, sinners, mischievous people, and people of bid'ah performed repentance. हुए देख कर तुझको काफिर मुसलमान, बने संग दिल मोमसा गौसे आजम, मिटाए तेरे दर पे जो अपनी हस्ती, रहे उसका नामो निशा गौसे आजम। सुभानअल्लाह, माय डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, वी हर्ड दैट सो मेनी पीपल एम्ब्रेस्ड फेथ बाय हियरिंग द स्पीचेस ऑफ गौसे आजम रहमतुल्लाहि तआला अलैह, एंड सो मेनी पीपल गेव अप द पाथ ऑफ मिसगाइडेंस एंड स्टार्टेड टू फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ गाइडेंस। एंड द बेसिक रीजन इज that since Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala himself would practice sharia, therefore when a non-practicing person would hear the influential words of the invitation towards righteousness from Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, they would have a great impact on their heart and mind and would give up sins and start performing good deeds. In addition to inviting others to righteousness, we should also develop more passion in ourselves to perform good deeds, because the invitation towards righteousness has more impact when its presenter also has the spirituality of good deeds. The invitation towards righteousness influences others' hearts and minds and leads them to do good deeds if the person himself acts upon these things. There is no doubt that if a person who enjoins good and forbids evil practices good deeds himself, his invitation will also have an impact. If the person who enjoins good offers 5-time prayers with the congregation in the masjid regularly, people will listen to his invitation to salah and come to the masjid. Similarly, if teachers and parents themselves have good manners, only then will they be able to make their student and children follow good manners. If teachers and parents themselves offer salah, only then they will be able to make their students and children habitual of offering salah. If teachers and parents themselves have good habits and perform good deeds, only then they will be able to make their students and children have good habits and perform good deeds. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, to make our words influential, we will also have to improve our practical condition while keeping the pleasure of the Lord and the reward in view. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala says about the advising others without practicing it oneself contains no importance. He further says, advising others without practicing it ourselves is just like a house without a door, and it does not contain any household articles either. It is like a treasure from which nothing is spent, and it is like a claim which contains no evidence. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the father of Sheikh Abu Zakaria Yahya ibn Abi Nasr Sahrawi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, once I called jinns through a spiritual invocation, so they got too late. Then they came to me and said, do not try to call us when Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is delivering a speech. I asked why. They said, we are present in the gathering of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. I asked, do you attend his gathering? They said, yes, we are in large numbers. We have many groups that have embraced Islam and all of them have performed repentance at the hands of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we heard about the influence of the speech of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and how the lives of the people were changed by the blessing of the speech of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to present the invitation towards righteousness and perform good deeds by virtue of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi.